Well, I think we've got to give credit to Bristol for responding every time we managed to get in front of them. And their never say die attitude, if I'm honest. I think we didn't control the game well at all. We managed to score and play some good rugby, but for some reason we just have the confidence to back it up. We're just letting Bristol back in the game, and you know the players that they've got, they've got pace on the outside, and they used it really well.
Is it game management that's the biggest thing? Because at 15-11, 23-10, you look so in control, you completely
won the game. Yeah, it's a combination. You've got to get, you know, we exited quite well, but we bit in against a side with 14 men, and they took the opportunity really well, scored on that left-hand side.
Do you feel that you are in a relegation battle now?
I think Worcester are winning 21-0 at Quinn's, so yeah, I think we are.
And what is it about game management? Is it confidence? Is it kind of getting that into players that they're just not playing?
Well, I just think that there's a lot of good sides in the competition, and you know, Bristol are a far bigger, a better proposition than London Irish were last year, who went down. And you know, the sides, any side can beat anybody on the day, and you know, that was shown today. In my opinion, we should have controlled the game a little bit better in the second half. We didn't, and therefore give the Bristol opportunities, and they took them.
One pleasing thing, I guess, Denny scoring again. He seemed to have really found his feet.
Yeah, it's a good try for Denny, but you know, disappointed with the result.
What's your obviously 15-0? You thought it could be a comfortable afternoon.
Well, no, we said at half time, you know, we let Bristol back into the game just before half time, and we went in 15-10 up, and then we sort of got hold of the game again for periods, but you know, we scored from the drive in the corner against 14 men, and then we just couldn't capitalise on that, and you know, getting our exits correct, and you know, as I say, they were down to 14 men, but used the width and exposed us.
What can you say about obviously New Year's Day, and plenty of speculation about George Ford and what you want to do in the future? Can you say any more about that?
No, not really, not at the minute. But you know, we're obviously in the market for recruiting, and like all the clubs are as of today. So you know, we'll be getting busy with the agents. But I think we've got things nearer to home to sort out before we start recruiting.
With performances like that, does your recruitment come about more about people that you want to lead rather than maybe, you know, a star name from somewhere?
Well, I think it's just game management, you know, that your experienced players, you need them to take hold of games. And I thought we did, you know, the game could have gone to either side. Bristol just shown a little bit more gumption in the last 10 minutes to put it to bed.
Any regrets on the selection? You went with two young halfbacks.
No regrets. I think we missed a couple of kicks, but you know, they won at the post, and they weren't dead certs for anybody. I thought we played pretty well with Sam James and Mitch at 9 and 10. You know, so there's some positives there. But it's just a case of seeing out these games and seeing out the wins.
Thank you.